This is Sydney.
And I'm Cher. Welcome to our challenge check-in,
where we check in on our challenges.
Thank you for pointing that out, Sydney.
But this isn't just a challenge check-in. This is also a segment where Cher lets my brain take us where it wants to go. It's an anti-focus frenzy, a distract-a-cast.
A distract-a-cast.
Yeah, like a podcast, but distract-a-cast.
Are you kidding me? I retired from teaching eighth grade so that I could be around an eighth grader and do a distract-a-cast.
Distract-a-cast.
Oh, please help me.
This is an ADHD adventure.
You're going to force me back into middle school is what you're going to do.
So glad you're here, Cher. And in this cluster of brain chaos, we will completely randomly pre-select and prepare for three topics of our own choice at random.
I just couldn't quite let go of all control, I guess. I'll let your mind go wherever it wants. As long as
it's within the guidelines.
Yes, as long as it's within the guidelines.
Thank you. I'll take it.
All right, so here's the deal. If you're going to make me go back into the classroom as a middle school teacher, then I will take your scatterbrain session. And I will compromise. I get to have support in all of this.
Hello, I'm Dawn.
Okay, what is that?
This is Dawn, and this is my new AI support. And eventually he's going to take your spot because he will stay in my nice structured framework and not go cray cray like Sydney.
I knew AI would take over. I just didn't know it'd be so soon.
I'm so grateful it's coming out so quickly until it takes us all over. But for right now, I'm just going to use it to my advantage.
Excellent.
Wandering Minds Weekly.
Wait, he gets to choose the title?
Yes, he fit within the guidelines, so he gets to pick it. Now you can do whatever you want.
Today, we are going to start with...
In the news.
A lot of people have been asking what's going on with the ice cream machine at McDonald's. Why does it never work? Well, people have been digging in, and a former manager, Sarah Vaughn from Illinois, told the Wall Street Journal the main reason is it takes too long to clean. Some former employees have come forward and said the machine's actually never broken, but they say it is because they don't want to clean it. In the news recently, others have been coming forward to say that it's actually a big conspiracy, that the machine, the ice cream soft serve machine, is made by a specific company that only that specific company can actually repair it, and they are bringing in an eye-opening amount of income every year. What's really going on? We took to the field, and I have been ordering soft-served ice cream for 10 days straight. 9 out of 10 times, the machine has been working, and I have received that soft-served ice cream. Was the machine clean? I do not know, but I ate it for the sake of the news.
I have one for you, Sydney.
Hit me.
Blue roofs refer to claims that celebrities were painting their Maui roofs blue, and that those homes were spared by the directed energy weapons that actually hit the island. The same thing recently happened in Texas with the blue roof. I did not try this theory out, unlike you with the ice cream.
I knew about this theory. Our roof is blue.
I knew it!
Facebook Marketplace.
While searching for a gently used ping pong table on Facebook Marketplace, this is what I found. A gentleman posted a frozen picture of hot dogs. On the caption, it reads, "Who shat on my hot dog?" And then he captions further, "Lightly shat on freezer burnt hot dog for sale."
Supercharger vocab.
This round, I will give you a word, Cher. You will use it in a sentence before I tell you what it means. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The word is clutch oven.
Clutch oven. Okay. So what are you doing with that clutch oven after this podcast, Sydney?
Clutch oven. To fart in a car full of people, crank the heat up for maximum effectiveness. Mike was driving us to Jake's party, and he farted, trapping us in his clutch oven.
You really are going to do that at carpool.
This concludes Sydney's Wandering Mind Weekly.
And finally, we get to our challenge check-in.
Our challenge this week was to identify the basics in your life that will help bring the greatness out of you. I identified three basics for myself, and this was difficult, but I thought to myself, what are three things that I must do every day and I can do every day? Reading my scriptures, saying my prayers, and I will embrace every single member in my home every single day with an intentional and grateful hug.
I love that.
Thank you.
That is so good.
Whether they want it or not, I should add.
Okay, my basics that I've been really focusing on this week is prayer and reading my scriptures. But when I was reading my scriptures, I had this thought come to me that President Nelson said a few years ago. He said, "As you prayerfully study, I promise that the heavens will open for you. The Lord will bless you with increased inspiration and revelation. And as you read, I would encourage you to mark each verse that speaks of or refers to the Savior." I have really been focusing this week on highlighting any scripture that talks about the Savior. And it's really given me a lot of gratitude this week. If you haven't identified your basics, that's okay. There's still plenty of time in the week to work on it. And this week's special shout out goes to
Marion Symes Patterson III. We call him Boots. Boots, thank you for supporting our podcast from the very beginning and sharing it with other people. He shared with us this week from the miracle episode, his challenge. He said that his miracle this week was he prayed and had been fasting to be more patient with his children. He said that he had a beautiful experience when he was finishing up his fasting and he was standing in the kitchen and he had this thought, and I'll read from his words now. "This is what I thought. I can't react to my children like they owe me something. My negative responses are based on an idea that they should help me feel important, validated, loved, needed, appreciated, and valued, when in fact, it is my job to help them feel all of those things. Getting my feelings hurt and responding as such is a reflection of my lack of understanding of my role as their parent and their divine role as children of God." We really appreciate hearing from you, Boots, as a father and a friend, and for those beautiful insights that you shared. He said it was a miracle, a little tender mercy to have his perspective change.
Thank you, Boots, and thanks for listening to us.
We would love to hear from more. Please follow us on our Instagram page, Sydney and Cher Podcast.
Have a good week.
I'm forging my way through the tip, tip, top. I'm living my life through the drip, drip, drop. When eternity